First, though, a team led by Dr. James Miller-Jones from Curtin University in Perth has solved a decades-old puzzle of a binary star system, SS Cygni, which seemed to be much brighter than it ought to be. Their study, which was published in the journal Science this month, found that the brightness of SS Cygni can actually be accounted for rather simply, because it turns out to be much closer than we previously thought. To make that discovery, they made use of the fact that it changes its position in the night sky ever so slightly over the course of the year, due to the Earth's changing position in space as it circles around the Sun. The team behind that paper work very closely with Kirsten at the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research, and so I asked her to tell me more.
So Dr. Miller-Jones and his team measured the distance to this binary star system called SS Cygni, and they used some radio telescopes in Europe and the United States to work out the precise location of this system with respect to background radio galaxies, so they could then use a thing called parallax to work out how far away it is. So parallax is really simple to demonstrate. If you put your arm out at arm's length and hold your finger up and then close one eye and then close the other and alternate which eye is closed, you'll see your finger moving against the background. And if you bring your finger closer to your face, it'll move even more against the background compared to when it's far away. So we can actually work out how distant things are by looking at how much they move against a background source that doesn't move. So Dr. Miller-Jones and the team, they did this with this system and worked out that it was 372 light years away. To put that in context, it means that the light that they observed actually left SS Cygni when Sir Isaac Newton was born in the 1600s. So it's been a long time travelling towards us, and they finally were able to measure it with the radio telescopes and work out how far away it is. And this is interesting because this object had previously had its distance measured by the Hubble Space Telescope in the 90s, and it had measured it to be very far away. So far away, in fact, that the models we had for how these systems work couldn't account for how bright it was. So we're like, oh, maybe it's a really weird system, maybe we don't understand it, or maybe our physics is wrong. But now we've managed to make this new distance measurement and it's come in closer. So it means that all the models are right and everything's okay. And this measurement was only made possible by some amazing amateur astronomers from the American Association of Variable Star Observers. And they observed SS Cygni night after night and noticed when it was about to start emitting radio waves, because systems like these don't usually emit radio waves strong enough for us to be able to detect from Earth. So these amateur astronomers looked at the system night after night after night and then alerted Dr. Miller-Jones and the team to when it was about to be emitting these radio waves so they could quickly get the radio telescopes lined up to look at it and get the observations that they needed to make the distance measurement. So Dr. Miller-Jones and the team, they say that the amateur astronomers' help was invaluable and they wouldn't be able to have solved this puzzle without their help.
A relief for theorists there that SS Cygni doesn't violate any laws of physics by being brighter than it ought to be, but is instead just much closer than we previously thought. My thanks to Kirsten Goschalk from the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research. Now, to find out what else has been going on this month, I asked Robert Massey what other stories had caught his eye.